I want to start asking about the captain. How's he coping? I mean, he must be pent-up frustration by now. And how's his recovery tracking?
Yeah, I think it's tracking along nicely. I don't think he'll play this week, but he's certainly in the mix for the next week or two. So, he's hanging out to get back on the park and get back out there with the boys.
We saw him on that scooter contraption a few weeks back. Is he still rocking with that? And just one on the frustration. Is he a frustrated sort of character?
No, he carries himself pretty well. Like anyone, he just wants to be out there helping us win games. And, it's been frustrating for him, but no, he holds himself pretty well.
Is that part of the battle of not rushing him back too soon and trying to hold him back a little bit until he's actually right to go?
Yeah, they won't rush him back if he's not, 100%. So, he's doing everything right, everything he can to get back as quick as he can, and we'll see him in the next couple of weeks, that's for sure.
On your 200th, Bryce, how's the feeling going into it? Externally, it seems like it's flown by, the 200.
Yeah, it feels like that as well. I'm very excited and very honoured to play 200 games. You walk in here every day and you walk down that passageway there and you see the names and the pictures of 200 game players, and early in your career you think, what if? Will I get there? Who knows? But yeah, to know that my picture will be up there in the next couple of weeks, it's pretty special to me.
Do you feel like you're in the best place footy-wise that you've been in your career, given you're in a purple patch of form and things seem like really positive around the club?
Yeah, I'm definitely enjoying my footy at the moment and enjoying it just as much as I have ever, I think. As you said, the way the club is at the moment in terms of where we're heading, the people we've got in place, the team's form this year, my own form, it's definitely been an enjoyable year so far.
Contrast that to last year and just your own body and how was you're handling things as well and the mood around the club. How different is it now?
Yeah, completely different. It was a frustrating year for me. Obviously, we weren't getting results on the field, and for the first time in my career, I had to face a few long-term injuries, which was new to me, and definitely a tough experience. But looking back now, that's all part of it. It's what happens, and I'm glad I could get over that and get back to playing some good footy this year.
Do you feel like you've been unshackled somewhat under Brendan?
Oh, look, I wouldn't say that. Probably even when Mick came to the club, he said to me, where do you want to play your footy? Where do you think you play your best footy? And I thought that was through the midfield, and he gave me an opportunity to do that. So since Brendan's come on board, it's a completely new look, and something that I'm really enjoying and all the other players are enjoying, and I think you've seen that in our footy this year.
And as you stare down the 200 milestone, what then have now sustained success, and do you feel like this group has it in them to get the finals campaign sooner rather than later and go on to bigger and better things?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the plan. 200 games, and I've only played about four or five finals games, so hopefully in the next part of my career we can play a lot more finals and hopefully one day win a flag. That's definitely my long-term goal, and I know a lot of the boys are keen to do that as well. So look, we'll give ourselves every chance over the next 12, 18, 24 months, however long it takes, but I'm really looking forward to the next time at the club.
Do you reckon finals is a possibility this year?
Oh, look, who knows? It's the old cliche. We'll keep taking it one week at a time, but I think we've taken a lot of positive steps this year. And at the end of the day, it comes back to our effort and sticking to our system. I think when we've done that consistently over four quarters, we've gotten results, and we haven't quite hit that mark where we've let games slip. So we've just got to keep bringing that effort.
How much do you think you've matured as a person and a footballer, Bryce, over the journey? Number one draft pick, sort of spotlight was on you for a lot of times. You've been praised, you've been criticised over the journey. How do you arrive now looking back on all that, and how different are you?
Oh, yeah, I think I've matured enormously. You're right, I've had ups and downs in my career in terms of form and whatnot, but I think the older I've gotten, the more responsibility I've had on me leadership-wise. And it's funny, you come in as a young kid and you're living your dream and all is your you can get pretty content just playing footy and sort of going through the motions at times. And it's probably now that I'm starting to get a bit older, realising that I'm probably more at the end of my career than at the start, that you know you need to start really knuckling down and making every day count at the club, because it doesn't last forever, and we only have a short time in the game to get the most out of it. So that extra responsibility with leadership, I've really enjoyed the last couple of years, and helping fast track some of our young players to make us become a better footy club.
Can you tell us about the decision a few years ago when you had to make a life decision as much as a footy decision about where you were going to play? You must be pleased with what you've done now, but that must have been really difficult at the time.
Yeah, it was difficult, but I was pretty clear in my mind early on that I didn't want to leave. You know, I would have been naive if I didn't have a look to see what was out there, and there was a couple of initial conversations that happened, but they didn't get too far. I was pretty set in my mind that I wanted to stay at Carlton and wanted to be a one-club player, and once the club had provided that information back that they were keen to keep me, that was it. I'd made my decision and glad to get the deal done.
The keep aspect was pretty important. You wanted to know from them.
Wanted to go both ways, and once they indicated that, I was more than happy to get the deal done as quick as we could.
The challenge is around Bryce, and given the history, the last few encounters, a couple of few floggings, what's front and centre in the mind?
Yeah, we had a tough game ahead of us. They're obviously a very talented and good side. They're, you know, top four mix this year, and our form hasn't been great the last couple of weeks. It's a good challenge. I think we've played some really good footy against quality opposition this year, and we're looking forward to it. It's not an easy task travelling to Sydney and playing them on their deck. They played a good brand of footy at Spotless, and yeah, like I said, it basically comes down to our pressure and effort. If you're 5-10% off in that, you're gonna cop a whack. So we've reviewed the last couple of weeks over the break, and we know what we need to do. So we'll put a plan in and give them a crack.
And that pressure, that extra hard edge this year in particular, is that something that that you've really welcomed as a senior leader?
Yeah, definitely. And not only here, I think you can see it across the whole AFL. It's, if you don't turn up and you're slightly off with your pressure and your effort, anyone can win on their day. So it's something that we judge ourselves on and definitely hold each other accountable on.
Just a left to centre one before we let you go. The haircuts over the years, you've had the short back and sides, the number one shave,
yeah.
Now the man bun. Are you happy where we've arrived to, or is it going to change?
Yeah, I've had a lot of haircuts over the journey and look back at them and say they're stinkers, and this one's will be no different, no doubt. I'll look back in a few years and say, what was I thinking? But I'll keep it for a little bit longer and we'll see what happens at the end of the year.
Do you get a bit of grief about it, or is it largely accepted?
Nah, I still cop a bit of stick around the change rooms. I don't wear it out too often, so you know, when it's out and about, the boys get around it and enjoy it. But it'll hang around for a little bit longer.
Another left of centre. One more. Just saw the Fev walk in. What's he up to? Just a quick.
Is that visit. Right? I don't know. I'll have to find out. I'm not sure. Where is he? Oh, there he is. Oh, no, it's Johnny Barker.
Very good.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bryce. Good luck.
Good luck, mate. Cheers.